Hey everyone, welcome to a new season of Steven's Week. As from September, I would love to give you another weekly update about what happens in the world of technology and marketing. I really hope you guys had a great summer. I really had some fantastic time off with my family and friends, but now back with full energy to give you this weekly update. Enjoy this episode. Didi, the Chinese kind of Uber, is starting with an autonomous driving project in Shanghai. They're going to have about 30 different cars that they will line up to help people get to their destination. And these will be level 4 automated vehicles. So these cars can drive by themselves in certain circumstances. So probably there's going to be a human driver. And it's interesting, this summer I saw an interview with an MIT professor who said, like, level 5 autonomous vehicles, that's decades away. Level 4, you know, that's going to be difficult. And then in reality, you see how in Shanghai, Didi launches now a level 4 project on pretty large scale. This is a test, of course. They're going to run this for 1 or 2 years, and then they're going to look at the results and see if they can scale it to a more, larger market size that they could use to help people get to their destination in Shanghai. The gadget of the week is the Nike Huarache shoes. With these shoes, you will be able to ask Siri to unlace your shoes, so you don't have to do it yourself anymore, and we're getting a little bit closer to the automatic lacing like in the Back to the Future films. It looks like Disney Plus, the streaming service of Disney, will be an instant hit. They announced the full program last week. They're gonna launch Disney Plus in the US. You will be able to get a subscription for about $7 a month and get access to the big Disney brands. 43% of the US families is saying that they are very likely to get a subscription. There's already an 80% awareness and they haven't even started yet. And this is interesting because many people thought that Disney wouldn't be able to exist next to Netflix. We already pay a monthly subscription to get streaming content. But Disney is such a strong brand. And if you look to Netflix, it's like a bundle of fantastic shows, but it's not a very strong branded area of content like Disney. And of course, we all know the big Netflix brand names, but the difference is that Disney brand names, they make people buy merchandise, they go to theme parks, they have theme park rides. These brands are all over us, that people love them so much that there's a very, very big chance that they will get into that Disney Plus streaming. Also, if you look at the big movie hits of the last year, almost all of them were Disney. So the strength of their brand and the omnipresence of their content everywhere is going to be the key to success for their new product, Disney Plus. Facebook is considering to remove the likes from its page. People would still be able to like it, but you wouldn't be able to see how many people actually liked a post. This is not something, of course, they're going to do rapidly around the world. This is something that they're testing right now to see what the impact is. In fact, they're also testing this in 7 countries for Instagram, that you don't see anymore how many people actually placed a heart underneath a post, because they felt that maybe this could cause jealousy and that people were focusing too much on likes instead of content. So it's gonna be, I'm curious to see how this experiment will turn out, but this is a test that Facebook is doing right now. Rumor of the week. There was a story that came out this week that Apple would probably launch an iPhone that is cheaper than 400 euros, the cheapest model ever. And of course, they want to try to reach a broader audience with this one. They got their flagship premium models, but to reboot the growth of their iPhones, a cheaper model is a new strategy that they're launching pretty soon. So guys, this was episode 1 of the new season of Steven's Week. Thank you for watching. Please share it. Please like the video. And I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.